Amen.
The practical truth of the Word of God.
Amen.
James 1 and 12, the Word of God says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth He any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed." Amen. Thank God. Amen. We got a remedy for being tempted. It's self is the issue. Amen. Listen to what the Word of God says. Every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. Amen. "Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will beget he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a man's but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you this evening for the privilege to be in the house of the Lord. God, for the privilege to worship you and to give you honor and glory. For the privilege, God, of your word. Thank you, sir, that you have given us of your word, sir. God, to encourage us, to correct us, to lead us, to guide us, and God, for our eternal welfare. Hallelujah. Have you sought us out? Have you paid the price, and have you left us the road map, God, and have sent us of your Spirit to enlighten us, and God, brighten the way home, that we may be led of the Spirit, God, according to the Word of God, walk in the path that you've ordained and arrive at the destination that you have intended for humanity all along. May your will be done, and may you have glory and honor in all things in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight, amen, that He has provided a way. Amen. You see, I think maybe this morning, and maybe in the Sunday school class, and there's a lot of people try to, they are what I call religion shoppers and church shoppers, and what they try to do is find something that fits what they want. Amen. You know, when both people go buy clothes, they buy something they want. Well, when we need to deal with salvation, we need to buy something we need rather than want. Amen. Well, what's the difference? Well, there's a lot of difference. Amen. And so there are folks that, amen, you know, we got one crowd says you don't have to do anything. You can just have some easy believism. You can go to heaven. This other crowd over here is saying, no, it's not that simple. Amen. Well, a lot of folks say, well, I just think I'll take this brand over here. It sounds easy. Amen. That's because some folks have left off, amen, and skipped around a few words in the Bible. Amen. You got the folks who like to totally overlook the word "if." Amen. The conditional of God's promises. Amen. But I think if you do that, you're deceiving your own self. Amen. I'd rather just go ahead and take what the Word of God said in the context of the Word of God and know in my heart and have that reassurance that I had the goods. Amen. Hallelujah. It's, believe you me, on trumpet day, it's going to be worth everything to have what we need from God and be right with Him. Amen. So I want to just look in James talks about endurance. Amen. Well, you don't, Brother Joe, what's so important about endurance? Take a look around you and tell me what's important about endurance. Amen. When you look around, amen, we see we can see organizations that used to stand for God. Amen. That used to hold a decent line and hold on to the Word of God. But take a look at them today and see what they look like. Amen. A lot of their walls have fallen. Amen. What they used to stand for, they stand for no more. Amen. They have not endured. I'm going to say that. They have not endured. Amen. The word endure means something. It simply means to stand without being degraded or to come through the trial without being diminished or degraded or altered in any fashion. Amen. I can tell you that God's salvation, amen, and His plan will carry you and I through this life, not being marred and, amen, and twisted and configured by sin, amen, but being kept from all of those things, amen, and being delivered from all of the things of sin, amen, our life not taking on the manner and the shape of the world, amen, but taking on the image of Christ, amen. There is a great need in this hour, amen, for folks to endure, amen. And the Word of God said, He that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved, amen. So I want to endure, amen. I've got a little news for you. If you buy a vehicle, you want to buy one that endures. I know they all, Brother Power said, preaching many years ago, said, after you've had them long enough for the warranty to wear out, amen, they go to getting loud and noisy, and amen, all kind of things go to happening. Amen. Well, let Brother Joe just tell you something. Amen. God's system is not like that. Amen. God's got an eternal warranty on His system that if you and I will do what God said, amen, I can tell you it won't go to change in the way that it works, amen, a few miles down the road. It'll still work the same way, amen, because Jesus said He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen to God. So what God used to do, He'll still do. I love that song, the hits and sing. God's going to do the same for you and me. Amen. Why? Because He's the same God. Amen. The reason, amen, that folks don't have the same experience is because they don't, amen, walk with God in the same manner, amen, that others have walked with God. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. If we'll do what they done, then God will do what He done. Amen. Hallelujah. I've always believed that. Amen. I believe that we'll commit. Amen. Well, I hear somebody say, well, oh, the Apostle Paul, as if he's some superhuman being. Or exactly the same. You can make the same reference to Elijah or Elisha. Amen. But the Word of God says in the book that we've read the text from tonight, amen, says that Elijah, amen, was a man of like passions such as you and I. Amen. What's the difference about Elijah, Brother Joe? But he prayed. Amen. He honored God. He sought God. He allowed God to do things in his life. There is the difference. There's the enduring. Amen. He did not change when trials come. Amen. Listen to Brother Joe. If trials can change us, amen, then the enemy can surely doom us. Amen. But if trials cannot change us, amen, then the enemy cannot doom our soul to a godless eternity. Amen. I hear Jesus say, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Simply put, amen, God gives us enough power, amen, to overcome the world. Amen. Glory to God, and to be victorious over sin, over death, hell, and the grave. Amen to God. Hallelujah. There's something about, amen, this. I heard Him say in the book of John, amen, early on in that general epistle that John wrote, that early epistle that he wrote, rather, amen, and said he came into his own, and his own received him not, but his many, as received Him. To them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, power to overcome. Amen. Which were born, not of blood, nor the will of man, nor the will of flesh. Amen. But of God. Hallelujah. When God does it, amen to God, it will endure. Amen. We find, amen, in the Old Testament, amen, warnings. Jeremiah, amen, warns that generation, amen, about that smooth preaching crowd that's going around and says, you've daubed it with untempered mortar. Listen, you built your bulwarks and your walls and your fortifications. Amen, it's pretty. Amen, it's slick. Amen, it don't cost you much. Amen. Oh, but He said it's untempered. Amen, it's untested. It's unproven. And when the enemy comes against it, amen, it's not going to be the fortification that you think it is. Amen. No wonder He said, if you run with the footmen and they've wearied you, amen, how's it going to, amen, what's you going to do, amen, when the horsemen arrive, and how shall it be with you in the swelling of Jordan? Amen. I want to have something that will endure. Amen. I can tell you that if we look through the Word of God, Joseph had something that would endure. Amen. He had those dreams. Amen. No, it wasn't the bed of roses. I mean to tell you, it was one rocky road after another. Amen to God. But he held on. God brought him through every trial. Amen. No, it didn't seem fair. Amen. I can tell you, Joseph wasn't worried about the fair business. He's worried about holding on to God. Amen. God will take care of all that business down the road. If all we get worried about is somebody not treating us right, amen, we're going to get sidetracked. Let me keep my eyes on Jesus. Amen. Let me keep my heart, amen, set with Him. Amen to God. And walk. And I can tell you, when all the dust settles, amen, and everything comes down, we'll still have that robe and crown. Amen to God. We'll still have the victory over sin. Amen. Hallelujah. God knows how to carry us to, amen, through all kinds of hell on this earth and still bring us to be sweet in our spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, if the trials of life bitter me, it's because I have not allowed God, amen, to work what He's trying to work. Amen. Trials are going to come. Tribulations are going to come. Amen. Blessed is the man that is tried. Amen. The Word of God says, why? Because when he gets through with it, amen, he's arrived at a place where he's never been. Amen. He's got another notch in his, amen, in his belt. Amen. What you telling me, Brother Joe? Amen. He's got another reason to look back and remember, amen, what God has brought him through. Amen to God. Hallelujah. And every time we arrive, amen, at the end of a trial, having held on to God, I can tell you, God brings us through without the smell of smoke. Amen. Nobody knows that you've been in the furnace. Nobody knows, amen, that you've been in the midst of trial. Amen. But you and God, amen, and He brings you out on the other side. And then every time that you see another trial come, I remember the last one. Amen. I can see little David standing in front of a man, amen, a head and shoulders higher than he is, but he's still afraid of the giant that's across the creek. Amen to God. I remember, King, amen, when the lion rose up. Amen. I remember when the bear came. Amen. When the lion came, God came. Amen. And give me strength. And when the bear came, God came also. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Amen. But I want something that will endure. Amen. I thought about many times in the military ranks. Amen. Where there's not a piece of equipment, especially if it is used in warfare, amen, that is not put through rigorous testing. Amen. You know, most of us here, amen, we homeschooled and we've been through the climatic lab at Eglin. Amen. A place, a building that can heat up, amen, in there to a desert-like atmosphere of well over 120 degrees and almost no humidity. Amen. And down to a, amen, some kind of spot, 60 or 70 below zero or cooler and low humidity. Listen, amen, I want to tell you, they want to know, amen, when that equipment arrives in those kind of conditions, Is it going to endure or is it going to fall apart? Come on with me. Amen. I want to tell you something. My Bible says concerning Christ that He's a tried stone. He's a precious stone. Amen to God. What does that mean, Brother Joe? Man, He's been tried. No matter what the conditions are. It don't matter how many devils. Amen. Doesn't matter how rough the road. Amen to God. He works every time. And He's tried. Hallelujah. Amen. I thought about that little woman that had passed away. They wound up with her Bible. And when they looked at it, they kept seeing T&P. T&P wrote, amen, down by Scripture. And so, amen, they went to the pastor and said, we don't know what in the world does T&P mean. Amen. He said, really, I don't know for sure, but said, I can make an educated guess. Amen. Tried and proved. Tried and proved. Amen to God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, she went through that Word of God. Amen. And she wrote it by them Scriptures. Why? Because God had worked it in the pages of her life. Amen to God. Trials had come. Temptations had arisen. Amen. Glory to God. And God was more than enough. Amen. To keep her. Amen. Oh, listen to Brother Joe. Amen. There's got to be a lot of folks. Amen. That have started this journey. And going to hear the words and that ring off the pages of the book of Galatians. Oh, you foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Amen. That you so soon turned aside from the truth. Amen. Oh, you did run well, but who did hinder you? Amen. What in the world did you run into, Galatians? Amen. That was more than what God could do. It wasn't that. It's because you forsook God and you went your own way. Amen. And you found that you wasn't able. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus said, count that cost. Amen. Settle it in your heart. Amen. I'm going to hold on to God. Don't matter what my eyes see. Don't matter what my ears hear. Amen. Don't matter what, amen, my neighbor says. Amen. What does God's Word say about it? Amen to God. I'm going to just hold on to the Word of God. Hallelujah. You see, we get to paying too much attention to other things. We're going to miss out on what will cause us to be endurers. Amen. Hallelujah. If we look through the Word of God, it's those folks that endured that changed their generations. Amen. I mean, the Bible is replete with them. Amen. Just countless times throughout the Word of God, and we can know just multitudes of times in this world, and even until today, God is still at work. Amen. My. And God is still giving people the ability, amen, to walk through situations they never dreamed that they could go through and come out on the other side victorious. Amen. You see, listen, the Word of God, it gives us a little clue. In the book of Ephesians, chapter, amen, 6 and 9, He said, amen, listen, amen, He said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Don't turn loose of Him. Amen. Keep a hold of Him. I mentioned Jacob earlier. Amen. When he crossed Jabbok, he knew, amen, that what he had was not going to endure, Brother Esau, that's coming down the pipe. Amen. He had to have something better than what Jacob had. He had to have something more wonderful than a trick. Amen. Amen. But I'm telling you, Jesus will work every time. I said He'll work every time. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, Bishop. Amen. Thanks be unto God that always causes us to triumph. It's Christ that causes that. Hallelujah. Amen. In another place He says that always giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There is where my victory's at. Amen. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He saw me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. Woo! Glory. Amen. I'm so glad that He did. Amen. And you know what? He gave us the power to overcome. Long as I won't turn tail and run, come on, be filled with all kind of doubt and confusion. Amen. Long as I walk by faith. Oh, we sung that song. Amen. Living by faith. Hallelujah. And I feel no alarm. Amen to God. I can tell you, no matter what the storm clouds may arise, amen, no matter what comes upon the horizon, amen. I heard the Apostle Paul when he's telling bonds and afflictions about you at Jerusalem, boy. Amen. You got trouble coming. Amen. But the Apostle Paul said, none of these things move me. Amen. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, that I may finish my course with joy. Oh, thank God. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, I got something, amen, greater than all of those things. Amen. And if God wants to carry me home, it'll be just fine. He writes to that church at Philippi and says, amen, I'd rather be absent. Amen. But if God sees fit to keep me here, amen, then to live as Christ and to die as gain. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory. I feel like having church. Amen to God. Hallelujah. James said, blessed is the man. In this modern day religious system, amen, trials are a horror. Amen. But James says, blessed is the man that endure a temptation. Amen. You see, every time we go through a trial and a battle, it's not because God gets some kind of strange pleasure out of our trials. It's because God is preparing us, amen, for what lies ahead. Amen. God is growing us. Amen. Listen, you don't grow, amen, in that little hothouse. You got to grow in the trials. Amen. It's in the valley that we learn what that relationship really means. Ooh. While everything's going well, amen, you know, sometimes a relationship, we got to keep it fresh. Why? Because the valley's coming. Amen. And in the valley, we'll hold on. He'll make the mountaintop sweeter. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I look at the children of Israel. God brought them out of Egypt. Now, I can tell you the Egyptians were something. But them Canaanites, them Philistines, amen, and them Canaanites and Midianites, amen, these are rough characters. Amen. And so God knew, amen, that in order for them to be victorious, they're going to have to be some discipline, amen, brought to bear in the ranks. And so God brought them through a place, amen, I mean to tell you, God, that nobody could ever live through. Amen. God brought them through total impossibility, amen, and brought them into Canaan. Amen. What's he doing? He's proving himself. He's showing them. Amen. Glory to God. The world says you can't do it. Amen. Says it cannot be done. Amen. I won't tell you the world will tell you that tonight. Amen. This worldly church system will say, amen, you can't live a godly life. Amen. You can't overcome. That's a lie hatched out of hell. Amen to God. I can do all things, the Apostle Paul said, through Christ. He didn't say some. He said all. Amen. It's a matter of what out of, amen, am I going to allow God to lead me? Amen. God's going to carry me through. Amen. But God's going to have to lead me, and I'm going to have to walk where God walks. Amen. God didn't throw them children of Israel right over there and them Canaanites. I mean to tell you, that would have been the biggest mess you ever seen. You understand something? God knows how to prepare a people. Amen. God don't just, you know, we live in a church age, and I heard Brother David say, folks just get saved and throw them right into doing something. They hadn't been prepared. They hadn't been seasoned. Amen. I'm telling you what, and I'll bet a lot of times it wrecks their life. Amen. Messes them all up. Amen. Why? Amen. They had been thrown in the midst of conflict. Amen. Well, I'd have been not been prepared for that. Amen. Oh, God prepares. Amen. I heard Brother Don Brankle, your little hothouse plant, you. Amen. Listen, I don't know how many of you, amen, we used to, when you grow tomatoes, amen, you grow them in that hothouse, they'll get what you call leggy. They get thinner and slow. And you know what they have to do in that hothouse? They have to go ahead and create what's like outside conditions. So they'll bring, when them tomato plants get a little bit high, they'll bring in them fans and create like a wind in there. Amen. What's he doing? Amen. They're strengthening up that stalk of that tomato. So when they carry it out there and put it in the garden, it won't just flop down and look like a, amen, some blast, a blow-up plant that you have. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. God don't want to put us out there on the battle and us just flop over. Amen. God wants us strengthened. Amen. Grounded, rooted, built up in Christ. Amen to God.
Glory to God. So when God, amen, has something to do with us, amen, glory to God, He can count on us to hold His hand and stand and look at the enemy with faith, amen, to God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Be a good soldier, Timothy. Amen. You are a good warfare son. Hallelujah. Amen. How are you going to do that? You're going to let God prepare you. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, God's got a furnace or two. Amen. He'll put you in. But I can tell you, if you allow God to finish that work, you'll come out the other side, no smoke smell on you. Amen. But you won't be the same person that went in that furnace. You hear me? I said, you won't be the same person that went in that furnace. Jacob comes back across that creek. He's not the same man. I said, he's not the same man that he was when he went across. He's a changed man. Amen. He's changed not for the worse, but for the better. His name is Israel. He's no longer going to go into hookery and crookery and sneakery. Amen. No, he's going to stand on the principles of God. I remember latter years of Israel's life. Here comes Joseph, and he brings them two boys of his. Amen. Ephraim and Manasseh. He brings them up in front of, amen, Israel. And he sets that eldest, amen, on his right hand. And he sets the youngest on the left hand. Amen. As the standard of man is. Amen. But I'm telling you, God's got a different standard. Amen. God knew what's going to happen in those lives. Amen. And old Israel crossed in hands. Put that right hand on that young son. Ooh, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Joseph said, "No, you got your hands on the wrong one." Oh, no. Amen. I ain't got my hands on the wrong one. Amen. I got my hands on the right one. Amen. I'm telling you, glory to God. God knew what He's doing. Amen. And if we allow God, amen, to bless us and help us and strengthen us, He knows what He's doing, and He'll give us something, amen, when we walk through the pit, amen, look the devil in the eye, amen, and carry on in the will of God. Hallelujah. Well, I better hurry. Amen. Here, amen, blessed is the man that endureth him. When he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love Him. Now, I want to go to this point. I want to hurry and hush tonight. Amen. He begins to outline that God doesn't lead men into sinfulness. Amen. I've heard men try to act like that. When they got caught doing things wrong, that God was, he's following God. Oh, come on. Amen. I've never been a bigger lie hatched out of hell than that business. Amen. God is not, Jesus is not the author of sinfulness. Amen. He's not the priest. He's not the, amen, in that business. He, amen, is the vicar of life and victory, amen, and purity. He's not the preacher, amen, or the leader towards sin. God does not, is not tempted with sin. The Word of God says, neither tempteth He any man. What does the Bible then say? Every man, when he's tempted, amen, he's tempted and he's enticed, and what's he doing? He's being led away by something that is in him that is other than God. Amen. Listen, that new man, that new creature that God gives us, amen, he loves what God loves, hate what God hates. That's what you mean. The devil cannot tempt that new creature. He's untemptable. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, how come then men fall to temptation? Because they stifle out, amen, that new creature, and they allow that old man to be resurrected. Amen. Listen, everything that is evil is that old man is attracted to it. Amen. And that, listen, that is not going to change. That old man not going to change. He got to die. I'm going to say that again. Amen. That old man doesn't change. Amen. It's that new man in us that will conform us to the image of Christ. If we, listen, He'll never, amen, the Spirit of God within you and I will never agree with sinfulness. Never. Amen. A little thing called a conscience. Hello? Amen. And in the life of a child of God, amen, that conscience should get louder and louder and louder. Amen. God always speaks with that still small voice, but my conscience ought to scream at me. Amen. That's why a child of God, at the least infraction, amen, against the will of God, ought to become broken. You in the big? I said, ought to become broken. Amen. What is it? I can go to James here, and I'm going to show you the pattern, amen, of that new man and his nature. Listen to what the Word of God says here. Amen. It cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted any man. Every man is tempted and drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust conceived, it bring forth sin. Sin, when it's finished, bring forth death. Do not err, my beloved. Every good gift and perfect gift is from above. Then I want to get down to where I'm headed here. Then, therefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. Swift to hear. Swift to hear what? Swift to hear the voice of God. Amen. And then what else did he say? Slow to speak and slow to wrath. That's the nature of that new man. Amen. That's the nature of Christ. Swift to speak, slow. Amen. To speak and slow to wrath. Amen. If we allow that new creature, amen, glory to God. Listen, I'm preaching on endurance. God's given us a new creature. Amen. What is the Apostle Paul writing to the church and says these words? Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything but a new creature. A new creature. Something that God has placed in us. Amen. We go back to the book of Ezekiel, Old Testament. God said, I'm going to do a new thing. Amen. I'm going to take out that old stony heart. Amen. Ah, that old heart, I can't break it. I can't get it to yield. Amen. It's stony and it's hard. Amen. I said, oh man, he's got to die. God said, I'm going to take it out. Amen. By the way, circumcision was a type of removing what God cannot do anything with. Amen. And throwing away the nature of fallen man. I'm going to take out that stony heart. And I'm going to put him in a new heart of flesh. Amen. That, when he said flesh, he's not talking about a fleshly nature. He's talking about something that he can squeeze. Something that he can manipulate. Something that he can cause, amen, to change at his will. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. God said, I'm going to put my statutes and I'm going to write my statutes in their heart. I'm going to cause them to walk in my statutes and keep my commandments. And that's what we're continuing. That's what James is saying. Amen. That new man after Christ. Amen. If I want to endure, amen, I can tell you what, God put something in you and I that will bring endurance. Woo! Come on. Now, endurance is not always easy. You know, if I don't overcome the flesh, then there ain't going to be a whole lot of endurance going on. But if we allow, amen, God's working us to have preeminence. Amen. And that old black fellow said, yeah, I got two dogs warring in my mind, a black and a white. Which one wins? Whichever one I feed the most. Come on. Whichever one I yield to, whichever one that I'm taking care of. Amen. Listen, if we're not careful, the Word of God says, if I sow to the flesh, I shall of the flesh reap corruption. But if I sow to the Spirit, I shall of the Spirit reap life. Amen to God. Well, I hear you, old Brother Joe, get back on that Spirit. Amen. I want to tell you, Christianity, amen, that's the core of what God is doing. Amen. If God can't change us, amen, by His Spirit, amen, and by that handiwork of that new creature in us, we never going anywhere with God. Amen. So we can't go. Amen. How'd you like to try to plow with a mule that you, amen, every time you pull him to go left, he goes right? And you can't play mind games. Would he pull the right one and he goes left? No. Amen. I want to tell you something. You ain't going to have no garden left in just a little while. He can mess it all up. Amen. Listen, I heard Brother Clinton say these words. They want one rebel set put on the streets of that city. You know why? Because if one rebel sets foot there, it ain't going to be heaven very long. You hear, Brother Joe? Amen. If I have a propensity, amen, for being troublesome and problematic, amen, in the body of Christ, I don't have a snowball chance in the bad place of arriving in the streets of that city. Come on. You tell Brother Joe any different, amen, and I can tell you what, I fancy it's going to be that way. It won't be heaven. But ain't nothing. You used to sing that song, ain't nothing going but the righteous and the holy. And by the way, it's going to be the righteous and the holy by God's standards, not the righteous and the holy by man's. Come on. Because the one that's going to be doing the judging, he is altogether holy. And he's altogether righteous. And he knows. Amen. I said he knows. He knows. He knows. Amen to God. Nobody's got to tell him a thing. Amen. Glory. I must. Amen. Allow God. Amen. God was gracious enough when he found me in the mess and the horror. Amen. Listen. Now he finds us in. Amen. Ezekiel 16, amen, describes that, amen, I mean something that is totally refuse, amen, and Isaiah describes the righteousness of man that it's worse, it's unworse than filthy rags. My, amen, then that tells me that unless God's able to do something different, we can never walk with God and never arrive in the streets of that city. But thank God, God's prepared a way. It's not something that man can add to. Because once man adds to it, he has just destroyed it. A fellow said, you find that purpose church, don't join it because you just messed it up. Come on. Listen. If we add to the Word of God, then we... Amen. I'm telling you, add flesh to the Word. Amen. You have just contaminated what God... You know, I marvel at this modern generation. It bumpuzzles me, amen, about folks who think they can add some manner of imperfection and make things perfect. What in the world is wrong? Amen. There ain't but one person that can do things right. And if he don't do things in our life and we don't yield to him and put aside everything else that's working in our life, amen, then all we're doing is hindering the process that God is working on. Amen. Listen, what God has designed, amen, hell cannot prevail against it. I'm going to say that again. What God has made, hell cannot prevail against it. Nothing the devil's got will work. Woo! Hey, Brother Joe, you really believe that? Know that. Amen. I believe that. Know that. Amen. Every weapon that is formed against thee shall not prosper. Ah, hallelujah. Woo! My, when you go through the rivers, they won't overflow you. When you go through the fire, it can't kindle. Amen to God. What God's got, you can't burn it up. You can't drown it. Amen to God. You can't destroy it. You can't run over it to tear it up. Oh, my God, it just keeps going. And I can tell you about what we be. That better be what we're after. Lord, amen. You make me, sir. Oh, Lord, you form me. Amen. You change me. You mold me. You make me, Lord. And when God does that, I can tell you we'll be made in the image of Christ. Amen. Pride won't have any place there. Arrogancy won't have any place there. Uppiness won't have any place there. Amen. They won't be no looking down the nose in that business. Yes. Amen. We ought to have a holy hatred for sin, but not for sinners. I understand. You know, I see people who hate the sinner as much as they hate the sin. That says they have not matured. Amen. And flesh is trying to mingle with what God is trying to do in the Spirit, and it's contaminating what God's doing. Amen. Listen, Jesus came. Yes, if anybody ever hated sin, you can't make Brother Joe believe that anybody hated any more than Jesus. He loved righteousness. What does the Bible say in Hebrews chapter 1? He loved righteousness and hated iniquity. That is iniquity is the ability to sin. Amen. That new man after Christ has no ability to sin. Only the flesh has ability to sin. Iniquity is the nature of the flesh. Amen. The nature of fallen man. Amen. He loved righteousness, hated iniquity. Therefore, thou hast anointed him with the oil of joy above thy belly. You've given him a peculiar joy. Amen. And that has caused him to have a peculiar hatred for sin and a peculiar love for righteousness. When God brags on Job, when Lucifer's come up with the sons of God to worship, he said, have you considered my servant Job that there's none like him in all the earth? I want to tell you something. If I could have God say something about me, that'd be one of the things I once said. Have you considered him? Well, it tells me that Job was a man who had no confidence in the flesh, but his confidence is in God. Amen. That he loves righteousness and he escheweth. The word escheweth means that he flees the very appearance of evil. My. No wonder. old Job can say over, I think, in about the 23rd chapter, somewhere along in there. Amen. That when I'm tried, I'm going to come forth as pure gold. Job is not boasting in Job. Amen. Job is boasting in that he has put his trust in the Word and of God and the God of the Word. Amen. When I'm tried, I'm going to come forth as pure gold. Amen. Why? For His way have I kept. Woo! Hallelujah. I haven't departed from the plan that God's given me. I've stayed on course. I've let God pull the reins and run the horse. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. His way have I kept, and my foot has not declined. I haven't walked out of the way. I haven't turned against the will of God. I said, His word have I esteemed more than my necessary bread. Job said, I've considered His word more than that which sustains the flesh, the body. Amen. Because it's more important, because the body is going back to the dust. Yes, there's going to be a new body. But this old body says, has just ashes and dust to dust. That's what your Bible says. Amen. Solomon's writings. Amen. Well, what about those folks who are changed? In a split second, it's going to go to dust. And in a split second, it's going to be converted. There's not a one of them that will not arrive in that place. Amen. Going to change in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And He said, His word, I've considered His word more than my necessary bread. Amen. I'm going to come forth, and there ain't going to be no smell of smoke. Amen. There ain't going to be no ugly scars. Amen. Where I've bucked against God. Amen. And I got a nasty heart or a nasty spirit to show for the trials. No! It's just made me sweeter! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Hallelujah! God don't send trials to make us hateful. He sends trials. Amen. To bring to the surface what is wrong, so we can confess it before God. We can do what God will do what He says. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. God knows how to purify us as silver purified 7 times in a furnace. Amen. That's purity on top of purity on top of purity. God's a very rare purifier. God's going to have gold appear in heaven that you can see through it in translucent form. Man's never arrived at that state down here. Amen. But he hadn't arrived at the state of doing what God's able to do either. Amen. But God, amen, takes us much further. I find these people said, Brother Joel said, I just can't do what that Bible commands me in that book. I said, nope. I agree with you. They look at me real funny. I said, not in the condition that you in. Come on. That Bible, when it says those conditions, is talking about people who are in Christ and allowing the Spirit of God to work in them. And then nothing shall be impossible unto them that believe. Amen. If I'll just give God the reins, amen, then I can say with Job, when I'm tried, I'm going to come forth as pure gold. Amen. You see, God sends all those trials to rid us of things that keeps us from enduring. Hello. Why? Because God said, God wants endurers. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. God said, not my will that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. Modern Christianity says we want a Christianity without trials and without tribulation. God don't have any such plan. Amen. Jesus walked this earth. He suffered trials and tribulation. Amen. Amen. The Word of God says, through strong crying and tears. My. And if Jesus done that, what in the world? It don't have to be done in us. Amen. Thank God. God can make us endure, though. He knows how to make things where there's nothing in this world that can disfigure, that can tear, that can destroy. Amen. But he can make us where He can secure for us. Amen. And entrance into that everlasting city. Woo! That almost comes up high. Amen. Going to be an entrance, Peter said, into that everlasting city. My. An abundant entrance. If we allow God, we can do what that old song says, sweep through the gates. Amen. Not try to sneak through, but to sweep through the gates. Amen. Why? Because we've been walking with Him. Amen. We've been allowing Him to mold us and fashion us. Amen. And that old song that Kenny sung not long before we died, Potter, mold me till I'm through. Lord, make me just like You. Amen. Because, Lord, if You make me like You, I'll endure. I'll endure. Father, I thank You tonight. Thank You for Your Word. Thank You for Your Spirit. Thank You, Lord, for the promises of God. Thank You, Lord, for Your care, for Your great love, sir, that is immeasurable. God, that is boundless. You loved us so much, Lord, we can't even begin to comprehend how much You love us. Lord, more than higher than the heavens, deeper than the sea, Your love is for us. Lord, help us also to love You in such fashion. God, to yield to You in such measure, that trust You in such purity. Have that faith that You declared. I heard You say, except You, that we come to You and believe that You are. Amen. And have that faith. Amen. It's impossible for us to please You. Oh, but he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Let us then do such, sir. Let us put our trust in You. And let us, God, be fashioned and formed so that we may endure and so that we may shine as lights in a world that is dark and show the world that there is a way that is right and there is a path that the vulture's eye hath not seen nor hath the lion trod thereon. In the name of Jesus, let's just close in prayer tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Thank God that God knows how to make, amen, a life that will endure. Woo, hallelujah. That'll stand the ages. Amen. That'll stand against the hordes of hell. Amen. And all of the filth of the world. Amen. And cause us to walk in purity and in righteousness. Lord, in faith and in trust. Hallelujah. Cause us to put our confidence in God no matter what the eye sees or what the ear hears or what the devil says. Amen to God. Oh, but cause us to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. Woo, for my testimony is Christ. Hallelujah. He double full out of my heart. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He is my testimony. Glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah.